This is Number Infinity Forever Around the World. I'm just gonna be talking about daily things that are, like, happening around the world. More noticeably in America, though. Well, because obviously this is an English podcast now, isn't it? So we are going to be... We will be learning many different things. I don't know, stuttering is really weird. It's like, you can stutter without having a stutter. So, it's like, what even is stuttering anymore if it can just happen daily? The way I get my ideas for my podcast is I go to Google, and in the Google, like, if you have a phone... You can look under, like, under the Google, it shows the weather, the forecast, and under that, it shows things, like, articles and stuff. Like, there's things about Pixar, Toy Story, Google Assistant, Google Home, Xbox One, things like that. Oh, apparently there are gorillas on the brink of extinction. Now, that is something that's interesting. I'm gonna see what kind of gorilla, because... I don't even know if the white rhino thing is true, but I just watched this other article that didn't mention that any of them died and there were still more there, so it's weird. So, just some mountain gorillas are endangered. What even is it a mountain gorilla? Is this a gorilla that lives on a mountain? It sounds kind of a little too specific to be an actual thing. A fin whale is vulnerable. At least it's not critically endangered. Next to the blue whale, the fin whale is the second largest animal in the ocean. Ooh, what? Fin whale? Never heard of that before. I thought after the blue whale it was the sperm whale. Because I was wrong. The fin whale, if you look that up, it kind of looks like a sword or something. There's a lot of whales that are endangered. The Rothschild giraffe is also endangered. I couldn't think of a giraffe being endangered. Well, it's not endangered, it's near threatened. But, I can't think of it even... It should just be against the law to hunt giraffes. I mean, it's just something that you don't even need to. Like, you can hunt an ox or... I don't know, a buffalo, something like that. But just, not a giraffe. It's just something that you can't do. It's just one of those things that should just be against. Like, you shouldn't be able to hunt elephants or giraffes or... I mean, you could... I would rather have people not hunt rhinos because... extinction. Because the white rhinos were just extinct. Well, I don't know yet. Remember, I just said... They say there's just one white rhino now. It's a female. I was thinking they should just crossbreed. I mean, at least they'll have some type of child, like a white rhino and, I don't know, an Asian rhino. I don't know. But I would just rather have not. Because it might happen again. Like, because of the hunting for white rhinos, it's pretty bad. Oh, yeah. On another article, I also read that... Trophy hunting is a good thing. Trophy hunting is when people go out and just hunt animals by paying money. But the thing is, they pay money, and that money goes to helping a lot more animals. So the killing of the animals helps the animals. It's kind of like how there are too many, like, cats outside, like wild cats. From breeding, if you like, you don't want to let your cat outside. That's not a very good thing at all. But what you would want to do, you would just don't let them out. That's the best you can do. You can't really do much more, because once you're not gonna go out and kill those, like, regular buffaloes or rhinos or something. It's just not something you would go after for. They're just too lovable. I mean. Even if you're not a cat person, you'd still probably not want to kill a cat. It's just something you can't do. Let's see, what could you kill? Oh, you would be able to, you wouldn't be able to, you probably, unless it's like an insect, maybe, you wouldn't want to kill something that's not be going to be able to bring harm to you. But you don't know that it actually will, because those cats are killing many birds. They've put species of bird extinct. The even cuter things that aren't killing things and putting them extinct. So it's just something you wouldn't really want to happen. It's just, it's a mess out there. It's like all those ugly cats that you see outdoors. It's not their fault. I mean, they're not going to get a home. They're wild cats. Like the wild cats, you know. Except they're cats. Ha 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 ha. You know, podcasts usually have more than one person. But I'm lonely. And this is horrible. So, why not? It's just the phrase, why not? That's a toughie right there. Because you don't know why not. But just, why not? Why? Why not? And why not? Why? Why not? I don't know, confusing. That's why you just gotta either do it or no. Don't say why. I mean, if you should just say, I don't know if you don't know. Or if you have reasons, then of course say them, but don't just say why or why not. Don't say those things. Those are just targeting people for guilt trips and stuff. It's a horrible way to seduce people and bribe people and persuade people and mentally torture people. It's a bad thing that could happen around the world. It still does. Well, anyways, this was the Number Infinity Around the World Adventure Club. If you're gonna write it down, it's actually just the Number Infinity Forever Around the World. I was just, oh my god, it's my dog. Ah! Say hi. No. Say goodbye.